Back here on the Mackey Motors pregame show, Jeff Blankman joined here tonight by Corey McCarville, the head football coach with the IK Manning Wolves, as they get ready to wrap up the regular season over here at Ogden. Coach, appreciate your time here in the pregame.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, Coach, it's kind of a different year. I think everybody's still adjusting to Week 8 being the last week of the regular season. For you guys, you close out non-district-wise. You've already got your playoff seed wrapped up. You've got your district schedule out of the way already. So this last week, is it different having it being non-district with this game not kind of having any impact for you guys on playoff seeding?
I don't know. I think it's another opportunity for our guys to compete, and that's really what we've stressed to them all week is it's another opportunity to compete. It's an opportunity to fix some weaknesses that we still see. It's an opportunity for our guys to kind of prepare themselves, and really it's an opportunity for all of our team to kind of work on some different things that we feel we might have to do in the playoffs.
What are some of those things that you guys have been focused on this week?
Well, you know, I think that in the playoffs that, you know, you're going to have to be able to hit on some pass plays. So there's a couple things from a passing game perspective we want to work on, a couple different sets that we want to look at, a couple different play installs. So that's some of the stuff that we've been looking at for this week.
Has it been a good week of practice? Do the guys seem really focused?
Yeah, you know, the guys have, you know, they've showed up all week, and I think that they've done a good job, and I think they're ready and prepared, and that's all you can really ask for at this point.
Coach, you mentioned the pass game for you guys needing to improve. It looks like this Ogden club, a team that wants to throw the football a lot, they still run it a little bit more, but 167 passes so far on the season. They're not afraid to chuck it around a little bit.
Yeah, their quarterback's very good. This Sneddon kid is, you know, he throws it quite a bit, and, you know, he throws it to a variety of different guys. Yeah, you know, I know one of their better receivers they have is a Christensen kid, and, you know, he's got good speed and good size, and, you know, he's going to be a challenge for us to match up against. And, you know, we know that their running back, there's a Mormon kid that is their running back, and, you know, he has over 400 yards rushing on the year. And so, you know, they're a very good offensive football team, and it's going to be a challenge.
Do they keep Sned in the pocket a lot, or do they move him outside of the pocket?
Well, a little bit of both. Obviously, he's in the shotgun most of the time. They will roll him. You know, if they're in a quad or if they're in a trips look, they will roll him a little bit. They do run him some, you know, some quarterback tray and some quarterback lead stuff. But, you know, he's a good athlete, and it's going to be a challenge.
Coach, your defense has had 7 interceptions so far in the year. Hunter Smith with 3 of those. Chance to be able to force him into making some bad decisions, do you see?
Well, hopefully we can put pressure on him. You know, the thing I've always stressed to our DNs and D-line guys is that, you know, these spread teams and these quarterbacks, if they can stay on their spot, you know, they're all pretty accurate, they're all pretty good, and they're all well coached in that. So the biggest thing is making him move off of his spot and getting pressure in his face. You know, the thing we've always tried to stress is the best pass defense is pass rush. So we're going to have to try to get some guys in his face and move him off of his spot.
Do you feel like you can do that without having to blitz?
Oh, you know, I think we can try to do some twisting and a couple of different things. You know, hopefully our DNs can get some pressure and make him move around a little bit, and then hopefully we can get a turnover.
What do you expect to see from them defensively? I'm sure they're probably going to try to take away that run game because Amos and Coop have been running really well this year.
Oh, I'm anticipating that they'll come out in a 5-3 look. You know, they vary their defensive fronts. I think it'll either be a 5-3, maybe a 6-2 at times. You know, their D tackles are very aggressive. You know, there's a couple different things that I see that hopefully we can exploit. But, you know, they're going to be pretty solid up front, so you know, we're going to have to be able to move them.
Inside or outside the tackles, do you feel like you can have the most success?
Well, I think we're going to have to try to be able to run off tackle a little bit. You know, we've had a little bit of success in both areas. I think they're going to be really conscious about keeping everything inside, like a lot of teams are against us. So we're going to have to run inside the tackle.
Do you like the special teams matchup tonight?
You know, I think they're going to squib on kickoffs most of the time. You know, a lot of teams have done that against us this year. I haven't seen their kicker kick it deep all that often. I think their punter does a nice job as well. So, but hopefully we can get a good return.
Coach, we talked earlier about, you know, this being a non-district game, playoff seeds already wrapped up, you guys looking to get better. Concerns about going into a Week 9 playoff game? Do you sit some of the guys for part of this game, or is this just a regular game for you guys?
Well, I think that part of that is going to be how the game all plays out and, you know, where we're at in the game. I think we're going to approach it as we would any other game. You know, obviously we still have to think about the playoffs, but we also don't have a ton of depth right now. So it's an opportunity to potentially play some guys. But like I said, a lot of it is going to be determined on how the game is being played out.
You guys as healthy as you can be going into a Week 8 matchup?
Well, you know, you get this late in the season and everybody's got some aches and bumps and bruises, but I think for the most part we're in good shape. So hopefully we will be able to continue with that.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here on the Mackey Motors pregame show. Best of luck coming up in the game, and I know the guys looking forward to catching up with you for the scoreboard show afterwards.
Thank you.
You bet. Head coach Corey McCarville again with the ICAM Manning Wolves. They're over here in Ogden to take on the Bulldogs of Ogden. We'll step away, take a break. When we come back with more of the Mackey Motors pregame, Nick Brinks, Dan Spooner will have the call right here on 93.7 KKRL.